Where did you get the idea of the bamboo trees scene?
Well, teaching, I always, I imagine, you know, that there were 6 years I was in what they call development hell. You keep developing script, you never get a chance to make a movie. So this happened in between I finished graduate film school and I get a chance to first movie. I spent a lot of time cooking at home. I take care of my kids. My wife is working. So I spent a lot of years in the kitchen. So I just broke out those ideas. And I do love the kids to cook. So I was imagining when I'm retired, when I get old, that's what I would do. So it's a place where a skillful man shows his love. So the light should be very bright and clear. And he's in a world of his own. And our one shooting day is like 16 hours in Taiwan. So I spent entire 4 days photographing that sequence.
Yeah.
And I know it shouldn't look like a food commercial.
Yeah.
So I shy away from a lot of filters and the way people do these commercials because you have to relate it to light.
Yeah.
Have to associate not as something look pretty, but with appetite. So we go to that direction. Realistic,
yeah.
But tempting.
Yeah.
And clear, and enjoyable.
Yeah.
Not excessively with backlight. You should be able to do that. Use a lot of backlight and sidelight. We're not going that far, so they still feel real to you.
Yeah.
The bamboo. The Chinese see bamboo very romantically and very righteous. That's just historically how we associate with bamboo. And that associate with swordsmanship is celestial, but it's straight up, very much like the bamboo, the swordsmanship. And also the foreground of the bamboo provides a lot of interesting shapes. So people, there's no shortage of bamboo. Swordsmanship scenes in the bamboo forest. But I was just thinking nobody went up there. I wonder.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, like, when a girl jumped into the fall, when you see the fall, I would think, I wonder what it looks like when you're down there looking up at the fall.
Yeah.
So, same thing with the bamboo. I was always thinking, what's it like when you have a view just like inside of the leaves, when you're on top? What would it be like? So, my fantasy took me away to that world.
Yeah.
To me, it's a dream sequence rather than fight sequence. It should be mesmerizing.
Yeah.
And it's plastic. It's very romantic. And to me, the color palette of green in the movie really stands for the hidden dragon, the prohibited desire. So it's sort of secretive, dreamy, mesmerizing, caressing sort of effect rather than fighting. So I just always wanted to do that. See, nobody done that before. Nobody went up there. It's very painful. Logistically, it's a nightmare and it's experimental. Nobody done it.
Yeah.
So the crew really resisting.